Alrighty, Stefan Lombard, as always at this time, is going to give us our social rundown. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
It's Friday.
Bruh.
It's cold. It's Yay. A little bit wet. I'm happy.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So what's happening in the socials?
Not so happy. One of the top trends, and has been for a couple of days now, #1 million graves.
Ah, okay.
This refers to the Gauteng Health MEC's comments. On Wednesday, Bandile Masuku was quoted as saying, "We are preparing over 1.5 million grave sites. It is an uncomfortable discussion as a medical practitioner." And people understood that to mean that they're preparing 1.5 million grave sites in the province, which is a staggering number. But that number was then taken at face value and people, you know, freaked out, as is quite understandable. But then yesterday he had to clarify his statements, as one does. He says Gauteng has capacity for 1.5 million grave sites in the province. This does not mean that they are digging 1.5 million graves. So they're not physically digging them, but they are preparing them, or kind of assessing that this is the capacity of the province. So it gets a little bit technical.
So we have on the show spoken about how cities and municipalities are running out of grave sort of sites, right? In terms of land to allocate to grave sites. So I took that to mean they've been allocated. We've reached something like 557,000 deaths around the world related to COVID-19, like 500,000. So it didn't seem plausible to me that we were actually expecting 1.5 million bodies on the basis of COVID-19. It just seemed to me that they were allocating and that it could be a multi-year strategy.
But people read only headlines, and Twitter is kind of a headline machine, really.
Yes.
But at the same time, the people in charge of conveying this message and publishing this content needs to be a little bit more specific. And okay, the MEC has said this.
Yes.
Then you speak to other people involved in this world and say, you know, does this figure sound correct to you? Then there might have been more context. Because now that the MEC has clarified or corrected, it's too late. You know, the correction, the clarification doesn't get nearly as much attention as the original story does.
This is true. That happens too often, actually, I suppose, with that headline grabbing click. Because also we want the clicks, right? But although not many people actually click through. Okay, so how have people reacted to the walk down?
Because Twitter is Twitter and they all have a bit of a twisted sense of humor. You can see responses like, soon they'll be sending us SMSs notifying us of our grave numbers. Dear Miss Maswiswi, we'd like to notify you of your grave number. Rest in peace in advance. Or, for all we know, with ANC corruption, 1 million graves will be missing or stolen in 2 weeks.
I have to say, that was where that's the only place that my cynicism went, was who got the tender.
Another one says, this is the only piece of land you're going to get.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
So the MEC told 702 yesterday, it's not about confusing messages. It's maybe about what people infer on what we communicate. And it becomes quite unfortunate if people infer in a very negative way.
That's hilarious. Unfortunate is right up there with challenges. But okay, cool. I find that quite interesting. I've been curious to hear from other people what kind of messages were not conveyed appropriately. You post something on Facebook and people go nuts, for example, on the headline without actually reading the article. And were you afraid about whether or not we actually were going to be allocated a grave? I know, for example, somebody posted something about how Australia was trying to make it illegal for Indigenous people, I think, that didn't have papers the headline said Aborigines cannot actually now get Australian citizenship. And all the comments were like, what do you mean? How can they not get they are the original Australians. But if you open the article, many of them are from Papua New Guinea and nearby countries, but Aboriginal was a classification that was given to
a broader set. I stepped in this yesterday. I told a friend, I'm going to hospital, and he freaked out. But I was going to hospital to have a DNA test to join the bone marrow registry. But I didn't think in the moment because I was running around, and I didn't reply to him until 15 minutes later.
Stefan.
So words matter.
So first of all, thank you for being such a great do-gooder and donating your bone marrow. But secondly, there's a very big difference between going to hospital and going to the hospital.
Good point.
Yes.